Well, after almost 4 decades at the helm, AECI's top boss, Mark Dieter, is set to resign next year. The news is accompanied by its half-year results, where the chemicals and explosives company delivered a 31% jump in revenue. This, however, did not fully translate in its bottom line, with headline earnings per share only rising 8%. Joining me now is company CEO Mark Dieter. Thank you so much for your time, Mark. Before we actually drill down to the bottom, let's start there on the top line. So, record revenue with a growth of 31%, and you also had a double-digit growth in your earnings before interest and taxes. Of course, this comes off the back of higher commodity prices and also a recovery in demand for your products and services. But I mean, even with that macroeconomic environment really putting the company in a sweet spot, it wasn't just only that, it was also things that you did within the company. So I'd actually like to know, what muscles did you flex within your operations to also help you get to that spot?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, lots of dynamics out there, lots of changes in the world, and you're absolutely right. You know, the raw material prices up to 80%, 100%, which is really passed through. So that's caused that top line to explode.
Yeah.
But I think the big challenge was relative to customers is, you know, customer centricity, focus on the customer, focus on supply chain. And that's still the biggest challenge, is making sure that you've got enough of the right product at the right time, and obviously to, and that's caused havoc with working capital. You know, we've put in over 2 billion rand additional investment, just making sure that we can that we continue to keep customers supplied.
Yeah.
They will reward us, without a doubt.
Okay.
And you can see it will come through as we start to catch up with the prices.
And that's the thing, because, yeah, you are saying that rising input costs led to higher levels of working capital requirements, where you had to take out short-term debt as well, that led to your gearing going to more than 40%.
Yep.
I mean, just talk me through the dynamics of those decisions.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we've always gone out to the market and said we're pretty comfortable around the 40 to 60% gearing. So it's a comfort area for us. However, the working capital, we see relative to prices moving, but we know in the second half, as the pricing goes through to the market, we start getting the return and the payments. So our working capital will normalize over the next 6 months.
Yeah.
We'll probably generate cash, and we have to, because we've also got some nice capital projects where we're expanding for growth.
Yeah.
And we need some cash for that, obviously.
Yeah.
But we're comfortable around the current gearing area, but we believe by year end we can claw back.
All right. So record HEPS as well, but we didn't see that surge that we saw in revenue filtering through there. So 31% in revenue and then only 8% growth in HEPS. I'd actually like to know, was the Achilles heel, I guess what you would call it, the agrochemicals business in Germany?
Yeah, so we've got a couple. It's one of them, right?
Okay.
But, and I think business, you always have your challenges. And so the major issue around turnover is in our explosive business because of ammonia nitrate.
Yeah.
So that had gone up 82, 83%. So we've, it's a pass through. So you see that going on the top line.
Yeah.
But also what doesn't help is the losses that we encountered in Schirm, Germany, our German operations.
Yeah.
And the main reason for that is escalating prices, gas prices going up weekly. And for the first time ever, and we've seen it in North America and Europe, people cost of increasing salaries up 7%.
Yeah.
And in, you know, in the, we've never heard of that in Europe nor USA.
I mean, which is what we're even seeing in South Africa, because I mean, with inflation going up, people also want to be paid more.
So inflation is causing that.
Yeah.
And then of course, raw material prices as well. And obviously this, it's, they're running so rapidly on a month to month, week to week.
Yeah.
Just to pass them through timelessly has been a challenge. So as it starts to stabilize, we'll get our profitability back.
So I actually want to ask, because I mean, the war is still persisting and we are starting to see a slowing down in the global economy. So I mean, with these record results that we are seeing, is this as sweet as it's going to get, at least in the short to medium term?
Yeah, and I think we've got, you know, we've got a lot of capital projects that we've done. We've got a lot of new business in terms of the mining industry.
Yeah.
Mining industry is still extremely robust.
Okay.
You know, especially on coal, iron ore, copper, nickel, and cobalt out of Central Africa.
Yeah.
We've seen projects come and actually expansion. I think what's delaying the expansion is mining, is actually getting key components, trucks, etc.
Okay.
So I think, you know, going forward, relative to the Ukrainian, it is causing havoc on the world.
Yeah.
It prices, especially ammonium nitrate, fertilizers have still a big impact. Obviously, food is a big priority.
Yeah.
But I think for us, the pipeline has been good.
Okay.
We've invested in organic growth in terms of the capital we put in. So we're expecting a really good second half to the year.
All right, let's get to the last part of the interview, of course. There was the announcement that you are retiring at the end of July next year. So is this going to be your last tour, or will we still be seeing you until the 31st of July next
year? No, you'll be seeing me very much so. I'm still very much... I've got KPIs and deliverables to shareholders.
And
it's been a fantastic journey. You know, we do have a policy is relative to our retirement, especially at this level. Yeah, but am I going to go on the beach? No.
That's exactly what I was going to ask. Are you going to be chasing summer?
No, not at all. I think lots of energy still left. Lots of opportunities out there, you know, especially in the, you know, in the environment that we're in. So, yeah,
all right.
Watch the space.
Yeah, because I was actually just about to ask, I mean, how do you feel about leaving this the company in the state that it's in after now, next year it will be four decades in the kind of environment that we're in?
Yeah, and I think, you know, and I reflected with my team, is we've never seen the challenges that we've seen in this last 4 to 5 years, right? Yeah. You know, you've had the COVID. Who would have ever, no one's written a book of how to manage around this.
Yeah.
And of course, now we have the conflict Ukraine and Russia, which has caused another dynamic. We're seeing shipping, we're seeing containers, you know, going up 300-400% in terms of pricing, raw materials going up 1,000%. So, yeah, I could write a book, but I'm not going
to
do
that. I was actually about to say, I mean, this is your opportunity. Nobody has done it. So this is, first on BDT.
Lessons learned.
But thank you very much for your time and for your insights, Mark. That was the CEO of AECI, Mark Deiter.